Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Where Do We Go From Here is a show that you can come sit in the Rapid City studios, the SDPB studios in Rapid City, and be part of the conversation. And today, the topic is about early learning, and Chuck Parkinson is the host. He's in the SDPB Black Hill studios for a preview. Hey, Chuck, welcome.
Thanks, Lori. It's good to be on.
All right. Who is in the studio with you today, and who are your guests on the full program?
Today, we are joined by Mayor Steve Allender of Rapid City and Jessica Gromer of the Vukarevich Foundation in studio. And then later today, we will also be joined on the program with Jessica Castleberry, the former president of the South Dakota Association for Education of Young Children, and Kayla Klein, the Black Hills Reads Director of the United Way of the Black Hills.
All right, that's a great program already.
Oh, also, I forgot, I should add Malcolm Chapman, who is the president and founder of the Chapman Group.
All right, Jessica, welcome, and Mayor Allender, thanks for being here as well.
My pleasure.
All right, Chuck, let's start with why this topic, why now?
Well, it helps because our executive producer, Suzanne, is on the committee looking at early learner Rapid City. And also, I have to be honest with you, I listened to your interview with the Speaker of the House of Representatives and his intransigence about the idea of funding for early education. And my children were lucky enough to have early education some 25 years ago in Virginia. And I think it's something's really important. And in South Dakota, state provides no funding. One of the only states in the country that has no funding. And here in Rapid City, I have to give good kudos to the mayor and the crew that we're meeting with today for taking the grassroots efforts to move forward and say, if the state's not going to do something, early childhood learning is incredibly important for the future, not only of the children who are involved, but for our city and our state as a whole.
And I think, as you mentioned, Speaker Haugerd, and people can find that entire special project that South Dakota Public Broadcasting did on our website about early learning and preschool. It wasn't just a budgeting question. It was really about the value of preschool at all, what's involved in it, and whose responsibility it is. And you could really hear that when you talk to people like, Aaron Healy and Steve Haugerd with how different, the different perspective lawmakers bring to the conversation. Mayor Allender, tell us a little bit about why you think it's important, what the data is telling you about why early learning matters in Rapid City.
Well, thanks for the question and for having this forum today. I believe what's important here is to acknowledge the data that exists. And this is a topic that has been studied continuously for decades, and the data only gets better and clearer about the effects not only of good early childhood learning, but also the bad effects of a lack of early childhood learning. We see this mostly in debates about building new prisons or reforming criminal justice or drug addiction and all of those type of things. We watch those things on the news and we kind of get desensitized to them. But all this is related. And communities like Rapid City, we enjoy the benefit of being nonpartisan. So we don't run on a party ticket. We don't subscribe publicly allegiance to party values or anything of that nature. And while the devout partisan Republican may see that as a disadvantage, I can tell you it's absolutely an advantage. So the comments from the Speaker of the House and the legislative inaction on this, and I believe there's 43 states that have determined that early childhood learning is important for their future. So we're one of up to 7 states that has a different opinion about that thus far. So why are we waiting around for the state to recognize that? That's the short answer to your question. I think we have a moral and ethical responsibility to our constituents to provide leadership on issues such as this. And even in light of the feelings of the Speaker of the House and some of the most extreme views of the 105 in Pierre, who would seek to keep us last on this issue. So let's ignore all that for a moment. Let's focus on what we can do as a community, and then let's spread that through from community to community.
Jessica Gromer, tell me a little bit about the Vakurvich Foundation and its interest in early learning.
So the foundation, John T. Vakurvich Foundation, is a relatively young foundation in Rapid City, about 13 years strong now. And our funding strategy has morphed a little bit over the years, but we feel really solid about the way things are going. In regards to funding strategy, one of our main priorities is to end poverty, and that's a lofty goal. There's a life cycle of poverty that we've identified crucial intervention points along the way, and several of those are early on in life, all the way from the prenatal time, the brain development and for the first 5 years, being kindergarten ready, and then being able to read proficiently by third grade, and so on down the road. And so as a priority for the foundation, we understand the value of investing in children and families at a young age.
Chuck, talk a little bit, if you will, about innovative solutions. You know, we're talking grassroots solutions. What are you seeing or hoping in this conversation to kind of highlight some of the energy and then some of the ideas that are going into this topic and making progress on it?
Lori, I think the major thing is there's no one-size-fits-all activity here. You're dealing with different economic strata. Data has shown that children from higher economic households are more frequently involved in this sort of educational process than lower. I think Jessica touched on the fact of the end the poverty cycle. So it can be anything ranging from just conversations at home going on, getting your children away from the video games and the television sets, to actual preschool availability, to early learning type situations. We have several organizations here in the city that are involved in this activity. And I think one of the things that we hope to learn today is as Early Learning Rapid City comes together and rolls out their plan, I think we will see what all of these operations and opportunities are. And I think our major goal here today is to present to the people of Rapid City and to the rest of the state that these are some ideas. Not all of them are going to fit in every situation, but they can be applied. Just like there are similar situations in education of younger people today, there's Montessori, which takes a certain approach. There's Waldorf that takes a certain approach. And there are other early learning activities that take approach. Some states, as Mayor Allender pointed out, well, for some, 43 of them actually have an active participation from those sorts of things. And I think the one thing that needs to be touched on in South Dakota especially is that as the latest statistics that I found as of August 19th of this year, there are 74,000 children in South Dakota under the age of six. And 74.4% of those children are in families which both parents work. And so we have to come to a situation where that is available, whether you're dealing with activities that might happen in a child care environment or might happen to in just any other early learning approach that one might want to take, be it through the churches, be it through, you know, other education institutions. There are a number of smaller communities in South Dakota, I found, that actually are providing funding locally to their schools to do this. And
right.
In fact, there are about 16% of the public schools that participate locally to some particular degree. And I think that's a really good start. And what the Early Learning Rapid City is trying to do is along that line. But still, it's important to see the fact that not one size fits all.
One of the things we learned in our coverage of that topic as well was the lack of certification. So when you don't have government support financially, you also don't have any kind of standards. And Mayor Allender, you know, parents were really struggling with that in the sense that they were trying to find the best places. You know, there are daycares who are calling themselves preschool with really, no recognizable best practices at all. What do you see, Mayor Allender, Early Learning Rapid City? What is a takeaway that we can, I know you're going to expand on this quite a bit in Chuck's program, but give us something for a takeaway of what this gathering of people you think could potentially do for the city.
Well, I think to the point of how do we reverse some of these negative aspects of our current environment, I think there's going to have to be a wide spectrum of tactics and strategies that we employ to make things better. And, like it or not, I mean, not many people like it, but government is here to impose regulations to either protect us from ourselves or from other people. And also, the prime role of government in the economy is to provide an acceptable environment for the private sector to work and for things, people to succeed. So that child care provider down the street happens to be someone who just simply can't afford to work, and they have a house big enough, so they take everyone else's kids. And those kids, in some cases, get warehoused until the end of the workday. So there's a number of approaches that will need to be taken. I think greater attention to the standards on daycare, as well as dispelling some of the myths. This is not about the government taking over raising your child. This will not be mandatory for anyone. It is not and I'm reading from memory the list of accusations on this topic that come from the radical side of things. And this is not a vehicle by which to indoctrinate all children about homosexuality and transgenders. Those type of things come out as sincere arguments against doing anything differently. And we have to stop that. We have to recognize our responsibility as a community and that people need to know things can get better. Mm.
Jessica, you talked about ending poverty, and as you look at the states who are providing funding and seeing the positive results, and there are states who are having problems with their publicly funded preschool, and that has made the news as well. But one of the things that we noticed was just how much certain parts of the world were really investing in preschool, some communities that were all in. You compare that to a child in South Dakota, where, $0 are being, focused on early learning, the gap continues to grow wider and wider. Are you optimistic, frustrated? How would you sort of classify your approach strategically to a conversation like this when so much is at stake, but the hurdles can seem pretty high?
Thank you. I think we have to remain optimistic because some of the data that's been challenged is good data. And when people don't take the time to look at the methodology regarding some of those studies, like the Perry Preschool project, the Absidarian project, and the Head Start evaluation, It's your responsibility to look at those, and I see that they are all showing that we can do this. And if we invest resources into young children, and start young, that as they grow, we are going to see all of those positive things that we have been seeing in other states and within those studies.
Chuck, Secretary for South Dakota Education, Ben Jones, has been tasked with looking at K-12 and really evaluating the effectiveness of the State Department of Education. I don't know if you're friends with him on Facebook, but it's been interesting to watch some of his family members sort of troll him a little bit about early learning and how he responds to his sister. I can say this because it's on Facebook, it's public, but they'll kind of push push him gently and say, you know, one of those things that needs to be on your radar is early learning and pre-K. Doesn't seem to be a way that he's going. The legislature doesn't seem at this point to be leaning heavily into early learning options. Chuck, is that your prediction too, that we're going to see more things like Early Learner Rapid City and grassroots efforts, but not a whole lot from peer?
Yes. An unqualified yes. Yeah. I am not optimistic about the intransigence of a number of the legislators. And I'm hopeful, on the always end, as I always am, that they'll come to their senses at some point. But I think one of the most important ways to get about it, Mayor Allender mentioned the data. And I think one thing that points out about preschool early learning, and this is based on, as he said, 4 decades worth of data that's available out there. A child without early childhood education is 25% more likely to drop out of school, 40% more likely to become a teenage parent, and 70% more likely to be arrested for a violent crime. Those numbers are frightening. And I hear over and over from, this is a longtime mantra from old-time pals, we only care about our children and our grandchildren. And I've heard that a lot from, and I would dare say that there are a number of members in the South Dakota legislature who oppose this, have made that statement before. And I think it's time for a gut check here and say, what is going to be the future of this state? We had a program recently about the brain drain from the state of South Dakota, and the best and the brightest are leaving. And I know that in Rapid City, the mayor is working very hard with community leaders to bring high-paying, good qualified jobs here. And without that early learning, we have that resource here at home that we can utilize in future years. So, like I said, I'm always hopeful, but in the short term, I don't see it happening at the state level. And cities and communities are going to have to take it upon themselves because, quite frankly, that's where the work is going to get done.
The show is called Where Do We Go From Here? It's open to the public. You can stop by and see the program at the Black Hills Studio for South Dakota Public Broadcasting there on Main Street. And today's topic, Early Learner Rapid City, looking at innovative approaches to quality early learning experiences and environments. Chuck, Mayor Allender, and Jessica, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Loy.
Thank you for having us.